since this session is kind of in the context of global social.
Yes.
What about if you're in a situation where, you know, there's like multiple people involved, mm-hmm. say politics or something yeah. like that, and, you know, you might want to say something that's, say, going to be contradict what one individual said or might be disagreeable to that individual, mm-hmm. but it might also be very skillful, like, for the group,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. to, you know, shed some light on an issue of somebody, you know, behaving badly or, you know, whatever yeah. the case may be, or with a deluded view or something yeah. like this. So it's not just like a one-on-one type thing where mm-hmm. you could say, gee, would you mind if I talk to you about this?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd imagine you apply different ways of determining like, what's going to be skillful when some people hearing that are obviously not going to learn anything and they're going to get bent out of shape or get angry or whatever, but maybe the majority of people or other people are actually going to benefit
yeah.
by you saying something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that when one clarifies for oneself that the timing seems right, it is spoken in truth. I mean, it's something that is, you're not just sort of spouting some kind of vacuous opinion. There's a sense of really wanting to be helpful, and there's a sense of kindness, and there's the wish for benefit of others. So by doing that, having that clarity, then and being able to speak, then people get, you know, people are always going to get bent out of shape. It doesn't matter what, you know. People took exception to what the Buddha taught and took exception to the Buddha himself. So the hope for us to never say anything that's going to offend or people take exception to, but you don't go around looking for occasions to contradict or push people's buttons, but by being willing to speak something in that way, then again, the intention actually does have a big impact on how it lands. Whereas if somebody's, like, you can always tell when somebody's just saying something to needle or to be a contrarian or to plug their particular fly their particular flag, and you know that doesn't, you know how you yourself feel. So that, but then when somebody says something that is sincere, is well-intentioned, has been said with a heart of loving-kindness, you find that it'll land quite differently. And then there'll be times when it doesn't, and you sort of, if you're not investing a huge amount of self in it, then you, okay, well, it's like when the Buddha... The Buddha's first teaching to the wanderer from another sect, and the Buddha gives this incredible proclamation of truth, and the guy just walks away, shaking his head, the Buddha didn't get all pouty about it. And he said, oh, okay, we really reflected on it, and that was a catalyst for him coming up with a better way of framing his insight.